All right. First of all, the reason I'm not prepared at all for this, Colin, is because I don't know where any of my gear that isn't on this table is. And I was looking for it for a while this morning, and it's all...
Sounds pretty stupid.
I agree, but like I found...
Why are you stupid?
Because I tore my basement apart, and I have like my fucking headphone, like my good headphone splitter thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
My powered headphone.
See, I think you could just use if you had a... Yeah, RCA. But
I don't know where any of that shit is.
And I don't have my book bag because I can always carry one with me.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's fine. Anyway, bear with me here while I figure out how to use this stuff. How you doing this week, Colin?
I'm all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, Colin. We're doing things a little different this week.
Why?
Due to harsh language and flamboyant opinions... Listener discretion in this episode of the Nidus Network is advised. If you are listening to this in a setting that might find it inappropriate, please listen to this later or put in some headphones.
From the shadows I come.
Beware the Nidus Network.
Fear is an illusion.
Metamorphosis complete.
I'm Platinum League, Colin. I don't know how that happened. I was never Platinum when I played this fucking game.
Did everybody good stop playing?
No, I think I just found a decent cheesy build that has boosted me way above my...
There's probably fewer people.
Skill ceiling. There's definitely fewer people playing back then, but the skill ceiling, I think, is way higher.
Yeah.
Like... I don't know, but I'm Platinum League, and so we're officially a StarCraft podcast again. Welcome to the Nidus Network. My name is Trevor. I'm here with Colin. Sean couldn't make it this week. Chuck is out on assignment, reporting back on tournaments.
Oh, my God.
Tetris. I can probably get Tetris on sometime.
God, I haven't talked to Tetris in so long.
Talk to him on Discord every now and then.
Do you?
Yeah.
I like Tetris. Good people.
Who else was there? That Josh dude that Chuck hated? Yeah,
Josh. I don't know why Josh is like one of the nicest guys.
All those guys aren't here this week, but...
Chuck also hated... what's his face?
Everyone?
The dude who lived with... who did he live with?
Squiggles!
Squiggles, yeah!
I forgot all about Squiggles.
Yeah.
Oh, man, why was he ever on our show?
I think he probably wondered the same thing after a few episodes with Chuck.
Yeah.
Especially Chuck drinking.
Eh, you know what? We were right about orbs, so fuck it.
That's fine.
Okay, for everybody who doesn't know, we used to do a podcast called the Nidus Network that was all about StarCraft 2. Somehow Sean was really good at producing, so we were hitting way above our fucking weight class and like had listeners, like
listeners and guests,
like and like not just bullshit, like. People who were a big deal in the esports community were on our podcast for some reason.
Yeah.
Like more than once.
Yeah.
Like he got the money man behind Evil Geniuses, who, if you know anything about
esports. Oh my God, that fucking episode. I wasn't on there, but listened to it. And Chuck arguing with that guy about CSGO.
Brilliant.
It's fucking funny.
So Evil Geniuses is like one of the biggest esports. Like they have teams at everything. Mm-hmm. StarCraft, fucking fighting games, fucking Counter-Strike. But the guy who ran it, whose name I don't even remember anymore.
They had Idra and in cholesterol.
Aww.
The late In Cholesterol.
Man, I'll come back to In Control.
Okay.
So anyway, that guy who's like the money man behind the biggest fucking esports team at the time came on the pod. This guy named Mr. Bitter, who was like a pretty big up and coming StarCraft
the guy
announcer.
In Germany
that
hated TB?
Yes.
Okay.
He came on. There's a few others. MC Duffs came on, but he was probably he should have been the biggest guest we ever got. That was appropriate to what we were doing.
That episode was fun. That dude is a character.
I love Duffs.
He's fucking great.
He is maybe one of the best people on the planet, and I'm glad his life is going so well.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I'm really happy for all he's got.
Yeah.
Banging hot fucking German pole dancers.
Right.
You know. I'm sure other things are making, going on in his life.
Making weed taffy.
Yeah.
Apparently is this new thing.
The dude is awesome.
Yeah.
He used to, so he just would broadcast StarCraft games and like announce them, you know, like football announcing or whatever. But like, he was super high energy and always wore like crazy duct tape art. Like basically he looked like
Legion of Doom with fucking duct tape armor.
He was like steampunk Gwar. Like heard he always that. Had like this steampunk fucking top hat on or goggles and shit. And then he was like just super hype and it was the funnest shit in the world to watch. And yeah, we got him on the show. And then there was, for a while, there was this gaming house with fucking Total Biscuit and Husky, who was a big deal at the time.
Yeah.
And Press Heart to Continue, who I think she's still kind of a big deal in the online streaming thing. And a bunch of others. And this guy Squiggles, who lived with them. Press Heart
to Continue, that's Dodger,
isn't
it?
That's Dodger, yeah. And this dude Squiggles lived with them and like came on an episode of our show for a while. And then was a co-host with us for like, I don't know, a couple months.
It was
a while.
It was a few episodes.
And I don't know why, but it was fun. He was a cool guy.
Yeah, he was. But Chuck hated him for no apparent reason.
And then that guy dropped out of existence.
Yeah.
Like, after he quit the show, like a few months later, he quit doing all of his streaming shit and became a normal human again.
Yeah.
So.
Well, he probably... He looked into the, what did you tell me? I look into the void of like, fucking reality or something.
You can't stare into the void too long or the void stares back.
I think that's what he got recording with us.
Yeah, probably.
And,
Colin's having a rough time on the internet lately.
I'm doing better because
you're not built. You're not built to sink into the fucking cesspool of human waste.
Oh my God.
You're not enough of a Morlock. Here's where your problem is, in my opinion, on the internet. Sometimes you just have to go in and say something retarded and then never, ever, ever look at it again. You can't go back because then you have to keep responding.
Yeah.
And if you keep responding, you lose. No matter what, even if you're right. If you respond a second time, you lose. So the trick is you get on Imgur or Reddit or whatever. Somebody says something dumb. You go in and say something, whether you believe it or not, just say something retarded. Just post a like really like just go really pro Trump. Not even a little bit factual.
It's a really spicy take.
Yeah. Just post that shit. Like, well, then why did Donald Trump pardon more black people than Obama? It doesn't matter if it makes any sense. You just say that shit, dip the fuck out. You're going to have 100 people reply 100 times to you and be pissed. And then you're going to be fine because you're never going to think about it again.
Yeah.
That's how you have to
internet. I have done that before.
But you like to debate the people and you cannot debate people on the internet.
I know this, but at the same time, I don't know. There used to be a balance.
Yeah, there isn't anymore.
No. None.
The internet is not built for humans.
It's not the internet. It's just humans are like we've gone extra dumb.
You ever watch that movie The Time Machine? The original one, not that shitty remake from the early 2000s.
Yeah.
So he gets to the future. And there's two kinds of people. There's the Morlocks who live down on the internet. Then there's the Eloy who are happy, like my dad, who have never seen the internet. He's like, "What's an internet?"
Yeah.
You got to be an Eloy, man. You're not built to be a Morlock. Me, I'm a Morlock because I'm already this miserable. I might as well wallow in it and make other people miserable, too. That's the trick.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Delete social media. You know how much better your life would be?
I make so much money on it, though.
That's delete all of your family and friends off of your social media.
I have been set it up as a purely business page.
Like, get rid of the Colin Facebook page and set up a, whatever you're calling your electronics thing Facebook page and just have that. And then only the safest takes ever.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do that. You'd be happier at your core. We'd have way less to talk about on this podcast. You know what else you'd have? A lot more time to play video games to talk about with me because you'd spend way less time arguing with people on Facebook.
Again, I haven't spent very much time doing it recently.
Sometimes I get into your threads and I see how many times you reply. And it's hundreds of thousands.
It's not.
You have more
hundreds of thousands.
You have more replies on a single comment thread than there are guns in America.
I don't think that's possible.
Oh man, so I've been playing StarCraft 2, hence the intro.
Yeah.
A lot. Apparently I have an in-control announcer pack. So they did a thing that I think is kind of brilliant. You can buy shit for every game now. Mm-hmm. You can buy cosmetics.
Yeah.
So you can change your little dashboard, you know, at the bottom there's all the little controls and buttons.
Yeah.
You can change, they have like different versions of that you can buy and put down there, so it's not just race-based anymore. And then they have different like
quality.
Yeah. And then you know how like you know, there's like the, you have not enough Vespene gas.
Mm-hmm.
We require more minerals. They sell announcer packs for that shit now. A lot of popular shoutcasters, nice. Some based on like fucking, you know, popular internet shit, some from other video games. And there's an in-control one that I'm guessing they gave away free when he passed away or something. Yeah. But I have it, so I've been using that all week.
Nice.
I kind of like it. It's funny as fuck. It's kind of more useful than the regular one because he has some quotes in there like he tells you when your queens pop out, which is wonderful.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know. But there's a bunch of those. There's like Day 9 one. There's an Artosis and Tasteless one.
Oh, I like Day 9.
There's a Total Biscuit one that I kind of want to buy.
Yeah.
Just because. Why wouldn't you?
I think that would make me a little more sad playing that one. Playing with that one than the In Control one.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know, I didn't really care for In Control that much.
I think
we kind of grew on you as a caster, but and early on when he's doing the NASL, it was rough shit, man.
Yeah.
Also, the NASL was pretty bad anyway.
Yeah, the nasal was terrible. That was the North American StarCraft League, not the North American Soccer League. Right. I don't know how they got away with that. But they did for a little while.
Yeah, because it was an internet thing and nobody gave a shit, probably. Yeah,
it was shit. And then Blizzard locked down their tournament scene for a while and killed it, outright.
Isn't that when people just kind of stopped watching for a while?
I don't know. I think people just stopped watching and then the people who still watch it never stopped watching what happened. But, I can't get enough. I'm not good. But I'm platinum.
And you're platinum, so you must be good.
No, that's still bad.
I mean, you beat the shit out of me. So
I mean, that's not. I could be a fucking bronze league and do that.
Whatever.
You know, you'd have to know a hotkey to like play the video game, Colin.
A what key?
Exactly.
You can't just mouse click.
I mean, you can, but it's very, very slow and not. No.
You
is
know
the
what?
Answer. Yes, you
know
can,
what?
But no, you can't.
Yeah, everybody told me that about World of Warcraft and. Playing a paladin.
Yeah.
Or just PvPing in general.
You didn't use hotkeys?
No. I was a mouse clicker. And I whooped the shit out of people, dude. I was fucking good.
Well, if that's not evidence that paladins are broken, I don't know what is.
They weren't broken.
Clearly they were very broken if you could mouse click your way to victory.
You know who else could mouse click?
Who?
That homicide guy, that warrior.
He hotkeyed.
No, he was a fucking mouse clicker, dude.
There's no way.
He was a mouse clicker.
Homicide was a savage. Wasn't he a rogue first?
No, he was undead warrior.
Okay.
Undead warrior. And then,
is he the one who became a paladin because you kept whooping his ass?
No, I could not whoop his ass. Because
he kept beating him? No.
He kept fucking running up against this paladin named Grade.
Yeah.
You know,
this is all World of Warcraft PvP shit. For
Alliance Dwarf
confused.
Paladin named Grade. So paladins had this build called the Reckoning spec. Reckoning was, if you get a critical hit against you, you gain a stack, and the next time you attack, next time you auto attack, you get an extra attack on there, and it'd stack up to 4 times.
Yeah,
which if you then get a crit, that could be a fuckload of damage.
Yeah,
I mean you're looking anywhere between 1,200 and fucking probably 3,800 damage, depending on the weapon you have, and then for a lot of fucking players, like that's almost insta-kill.
Yeah.
Even at level 60 at the time, because I'm shit. As a paladin with plate armor, lots of stamina, like I had like 4,500 HP.
Nice.
Like, So anyway, you could basically fucking just beat the shit out of things. Right. But it had to be classes that were melee attacking and critical, you know, critting you a lot.
Of course.
Like, it didn't work against warlocks who just fucking dotted you up and ran away and made you run away.
Yeah.
Then you just die. Or priests who just drained your mana because paladins were 100% reliant on mana to do anything but auto attack. It was really stupid.
Yeah. I mean, you were a caster.
It took them in the fucking Northrend one, the Northrend expansion, Wrath of the Lich King.
Yeah.
They finally changed paladins to not use mana.
What are they using instead?
Holy power. It's kind of like a rogue, basically. You have, it's based on what you're doing. You have
you build up charges.
Yep.
Got it.
And it worked so much fucking better.
Hmm.
And you're like, oh, well, I guess so. It took them fucking like 8 years to make paladins not completely fucking stupid.
Fair enough. I mean,
fun class to play, though.
That game is completely stupid, so there's that.
Ah, it was fun.
I mean, it was fun hanging out with friends.
No, it was fun. I had fun leveling up the first one character I got to max level.
That's fair.
After that, it's like I never got the people who could reroll and reroll and reroll. Sean, I don't know how many max level characters that dude's got.
Yeah.
He still plays, so.
Man, every time I get on StarCraft, I see Larry is still playing World of Warcraft. Yeah. I'm like, buddy.
It's because the Syndicate, it's like one of the biggest guilds in fucking Doomfall now. Is it still? I think it was last time I was playing in Mists of Pandaria.
I'm going to have to ask him if that's still a thing. Good for me. I started the best guild ever.
I mean, I guess.
I did. I started it.
I mean, yeah.
I guess. I mean, I was the charter. I bought the charter for that guild.
Up until Larry took that over.
Yeah. Well, it was like 13 people, and I was very particular about who was in it because we were horrible, horrible people.
Well, we had all left because Justin fucked it up.
Oh, yeah.
So.
And then Jibs got it from him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because Nick got online and like petitioned, like, hey, this guy hasn't been on in like 6 months. Give me the clan. And got it back from him.
That whole thing was fucking retarded.
Yeah.
The fucking Justin switched shifts and wasn't running raids with us anymore.
Right.
So Sean was like, you should like give me control of the guild.
Yeah.
And he took it in the worst possible way.
Yeah.
Like,
which is weird.
It was
because he didn't even really play the game anymore. So no, he
was playing, but they were playing at a different time. It's like, dude, we're all in this guild together, but we can't really because Sean wanted to go and like do shit with the bank and expand it and all this that Justin wasn't really doing.
Right.
And he just got super fucking and mad at like almost everybody. So
weird.
We went through and kicked everybody out of the guild because we had admin rights still.
Nice.
And then left and started Misery Loves Company, which was that was a good guild. Good guild name too.
Yeah, that is a pretty good guild name. It's not as cool as Syndicate, but
I mean it is. Come on. Your eighth grade fucking
has the coolest logo ever.
Cool guy fucking name.
Yeah. It was just based on
gay.
Look, it was 100% based on fucking SOCOM 2 clan tags could only be three letters.
Yeah.
And we were trying to find something. No, we were originally Pain Syndicate because it was like the Undertaker's thing at the time when he was fucking...
Oh my God, you're so gay.
It was an Undertaker thing.
Jesus, of course it was.
Because he was the Biker Taker at the time and he had all of his shirts said Pain Syndicate on it. And then Mark Rogers was running that.
Mm.
And he was basically justing it. He wouldn't fucking invite anybody else to the clan. He wouldn't do anything. So I'm like, I started a new one just called The Syndicate. And poached everybody. And so, you know.
Misery Loves Company was totally based on a Tech N9ne album.
That's pretty cool then.
And
then I made my cool fucking Sin logo. And it's dope as shit. And that's why I'll never let it go.
I mean, it's all right.
I mean.
With your...
If you're 13 and think pentagrams are still cool,
right.
Dope, fuck you. I don't care. It's not as cool as my bad Mr. Frosty logo, but it's still pretty cool.
You mean your Clay Fighters logo?
No, I designed like an original snowman like fucking logo. You've seen it.
I know. I
it's not based on the Clay Fighters. It's just a snowman in a top hat.
Isn't that what it was, though?
The name is from Clay Fighter.
Yeah. So that's kind of what it is.
But the logo is more just based on real Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's dope.
Good job.
Thank you.
Good job stealing shit.
Hey, I'm the best at it.
God. So original.
I never claimed it was original. Cool.
I played a video game this week.
Yeah, what'd you play?
Shining Force 1.
All right.
Started playing on my little Sega Genesis Mini.
Nice.
I want a wireless controller for it.
Yeah.
Because corded controllers are for stupid.
Does it USB or does it still use...
It's USB.
Does it still use the Atari jack that the original Genesis used?
It's USB. But the Retrobit wireless controller that they sell has both. It has a USB adapter and the old Sega Genesis adapter.
You mean the Atari adapter?
I mean Sega Genesis.
I mean it's an Atari.
Yeah, but Sega Genesis. But Sega Genesis.
It's the best.
It was never good on Atari. Although you could use Sega Genesis controllers on Atari.
You could technically use an Atari controller on a Sega Genesis if you could play a game with one button.
Right. But yeah, they have a 6-button wireless controller. It's like $32 or something like that. I'm like, yeah, I might have to get that.
Sure.
It's officially licensed by Sega.
Oh.
Retrobit's been coming out with a lot of really good shit. Vintage retro video game accessories.
Yeah.
They've been doing, them and there's another company, Castlemania Games. Mm. They've been putting out fucking all sorts of like, you know, there was a period of time there where I'm like, I was trying to get RGB and shit out of vintage consoles.
Yes.
They just have cables that do it for you now.
Sweet.
Like, well,
you wasted all that time.
I was just before anybody really was trying to do it. So it's pretty fucking sweet though.
Want to hear my rant?
Yeah,
I have a rant. I have a rant this week.
Is it Windows 10 is garbage? It has nothing to do with
Windows 10. I don't know why you're insisting that it's about Windows 10 when I told you it's not about Windows 10.
I mean, because your Windows 10 computer just took a shit for no fucking reason.
Yeah, I don't know. I fixed it
because it's Windows 10. I mean, and it's junk.
I've never had any other problems with Windows 10 yet.
So, I have,
and it fixed.
You know what? So. You know what it was always though.
It was an update.
Older hardware.
Yeah,
with Windows 10 just.
Fucks up sometimes.
Just randomly fucking goes. And NIC cards. So my last computer I had to just fucking get rid of it because Windows 10 wouldn't recognize half the shit in it.
Weird.
Like it would. And then occasionally I'd just have no internet like you did.
Yeah.
And I never did get to fix it. So I just built a new computer.
Yeah.
And I don't use that one. So
I'll probably build a new computer soon. I don't really need one. Yeah. Though.
I have a desktop that I built. I got one of those like Dell Optiplexes, the desktop sized ones for, got it used, just upgraded the fucking power supply and the video card. And then I never played anything on it because I don't have a desk and playing video games on a computer without a desk sucks. Is not fun.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
You should get a desk. You should be an adult.
I don't have room for a desk is the problem.
I mean... You should throw that family that's living with you out and you'd have a whole extra bedroom.
Oh my God. Problem with that is I'd lose my really comfortable bed and upstairs couch.
Oh, that's fair.
That would suck.
That's the downside of that.
That's the only thing holding it together. I also like Doria a lot.
Oh, well, I guess.
Yeah.
fuck. So... Restaurants are open again, Colin, right? Some of them.
To an extent, I guess.
That's fine. An extent is all I needed because I've been craving sushi for a while.
When'd you go get sushi?
I was going to go get sushi yesterday, Colin. Let's listen to my rant.
Oh, I was going to say I went and got some yesterday.
I tried real hard to go get some sushi yesterday, Colin. Let me tell you the story about going to a restaurant.
Yeah, sure.
So I go down to Lincoln. Okay. There's this really good sushi restaurant down there. I'm like, hey, April, call that sushi restaurant with the all-you-can-eat sushi and see how late they're open, and I'll drive down there and we'll get some all-you-can-eat sushi.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great time. What could possibly go wrong? It couldn't possibly land me in fucking having an aneurysm from rage by the end of the day. It's just sushi.
Yeah, well, If you waited, because you're like, I'm not going to eat anything because I'm going to fucking pound down some sushi.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah, don't do that. You know why? Because when it doesn't happen, you get really angry.
Yeah.
Turns out. I've learned this lesson. Still don't follow it.
So we get there. There's not a lot of people there, but there's a handful of people there. Sure. A few tables outside, a few tables inside.
Nice.
They sit us. Where they're like, just go sit wherever you want. I'm like, okay. We go sit along the wall and... They bring us our little fucking piece of paper where you check off how many of each roll you want, you know. Start slow, one just four different, you know, interesting sounding rolls and a couple of appetizers. Like, oh, what do you want to drink? I'm like, she wants tea. Can I just get, you know, Pepsi or Coke, whichever you have? Like, all right, bring us back our drinks. And she's like, oh, can I also get an ice water? I'm like, okay. She takes our little piece of paper and disappears.
Never comes back.
This table sits. This table gets its food. This table sits. This table next to us that sat after us gets its food. This table behind us gets its second set of food. This table outside gets its food.
Was it the same waitress?
Yep.
You didn't flag her down?
Well, no. There was a dude at the table next to us, and everybody was real spaced out. So, like, after a few seconds... You know, it's been like a half an hour, and sushi usually takes a while, so at first I'm not thinking much of it, because you go to all-you-can-eat sushi places, sometimes it'll take a half an hour to get your first set of sushi.
Okay.
I don't know why, but it does. I'm used to it. But, so I'm starting to bitchin' after about 30 minutes. I'm like, all right, this is getting ridiculous, because I know for a fact that table set after us. And then the lady at the table who was a little closer to us, this older couple, who are real cool, like, are you guys waiting on your ticket or something? Like, we haven't even gotten our food yet. She's like... You guys were here way before us. I'm like, yeah. And then the lady brings out fucking food to the table way on the end that was here after they showed up.
Jesus.
And then, yeah. So it's like been like 45 minutes at this point. And we flag a guy over and we're like, we haven't even gotten our appetizers. April never even got her fucking ice water. And he's like, clearly doesn't want to confront this waitress for some reason, this old ass fucking man. So I'm like, just could we get our fucking food? I don't know. She's like, oh, and he goes and talks to her, brings out her appetizers like 5 minutes later, or a couple minutes later. They've clearly been sitting under a heat lamp or something. So we eat our appetizers, wait, another big old fucking plate. And I'm talking, we ordered four rolls. A big ass plate of fucking rolls goes out to a table on the outside that came in like a half an hour after us. And I'm like, fuck this, let's go.
Yeah.
So we ate our fucking appetizers and then just got up and left.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
The nice lady at the table next to us who was like, holy shit, that's insane, just started laughing her ass off as we walked out.
Fuck that place.
Yep. Really.
What's the name of it so I can never go there?
Kasumi Sushi?
Okay.
Really good food is the problem.
Don't care.
It's really maybe the best all-you-can-eat sushi I've ever had.
Bad service will ruin a fucking place for me.
But, and here's what really pissed me off. If, they put the ticket in and it got shuffled away and lost or whatever... Fine. I get it. Shit happens. You're just reopening. But once I call you over and I'm like, hey, you haven't gotten our shit and we've been here for almost an hour.
Yeah.
And they bring out our appetizers. If the next thing that comes out of the kitchen isn't our shit, you fucked up.
Yep.
And that's then the next thing that came out of the kitchen wasn't our shit. So I'm like, fuck that.
Yeah. Fuck that place.
Everything else they were doing, they should have stopped and put our ticket first because fuck that.
Yeah.
There were people getting their second fucking orders and we still hadn't gotten our fucking ice water. So
Jesus Christ.
I was fucking hot, dude. That was fucking bullshit. But I mean, I got some free crab rangoons, I guess. So, hey, what are you going to do? I mean,
that were sitting under a heat lamp.
They're still good. They were still real good. They have real good crab rangoons, man. And like, you know, normal crab rangoons are like fucking this little bit and they're mostly just crunchy, fried, shitty shell with a little bit of crab meat in them.
You go to terrible places for crab rangoons, apparently.
I mean, I don't go to Chinese food, so yeah. But these were huge, almost all crab dip crab rangoons, soft and chewy and delicious. They were good.
So we went to Umami yesterday.
Yeah.
They didn't have dine-in, apparently.
Yeah.
We learned that when we got there.
My problem is I'm not going to sushi if it's not all you can eat, because I'm not eating one roll of sushi. You know what I mean? So if I can't just keep fucking, like, just keep shoveling the shit in my mouth, I'm not going to bother. And all you can eat sushi, there's only a couple that are, like, Tokyo is fine, but it's not great. That place, Kasumi, was fucking as good as Blue Sushi. It was great. The only other place that's like that, there's another place in Lincoln I don't know the name of, but it's only all you can eat on Sundays, but it's the fucking best all you can eat sushi I've ever had. So
interesting.
That's my thing, is I'll only go if it's all you can eat, and there's so few good all you can eat sushi places.
Maybe you should stop being so fat.
No.
I mean, how much is it for all you can eat sushi?
$20 a person.
I mean, see, the thing is, like,
and it includes appetizers and soup and shit.
Yeah.
So I get crab rangoons, I get a bowl of miso soup, and I get all the fucking rolls I want, all the fucking happy rolls I can handle.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, I guess thinking about it, it's like I've never really had to spend much more than that, and I've never been dissatisfied with the amount of food I've gotten.
No, but I don't want to be not dissatisfied. I want to regret how much food I've eaten.
That's stupid. That's absolutely stupid.
I miss Old Country Buffet is what I'm saying.
Oh my God, you probably like Cracker Barrel.
I've never been to Cracker Barrel.
It's fucking horrible.
I'm sure it is.
Actually, you probably go to Golden Corral, don't you?
Oh, I would never ever go to Golden Corral. I have self-respect. I have at least that much self-respect. Golden Corral is fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
Also, the chocolate fountain. Ugh. I won't eat at a place where its fucking gimmick is letting kids put boogers in your food. That's not a place I'm going to ever, ever eat at.
I've never eaten there because it looks awful.
My favorite buffet is Valentino's on 108th.
I don't really like buffets unless we're talking, like, Hoo Hot's basically the only buffet I'll go to.
You ever been to Valentino's buffet?
Yeah. Years ago.
It's a spaghetti and pizza buffet, dude.
Yeah.
It's pastas. Then they have...
It's only cool if it's not real busy and they have fresh pizza out.
They also have mini corn dogs.
They also have big fucking tubs of pudding that you can just go...
And little fried, like, macaroni and cheese balls.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
I don't know.
I'm going to Valentino's next weekend. It's settled.
I just... There's not... Yeah, buffets just don't do a ton for me.
I might go to Valentino's before work today if we get this done soon enough.
Now, if we're talking like the fucking casino buffets, those are a little bit different.
I've only been to one once.
Yeah, I've been to a couple. They're usually better food than, you know, most buffets.
I remember nothing about it.
Yeah. But anyway, cheap. So we went to Umami.
Okay.
And it's in Bellevue.
All right.
It's delicious.
All right.
And they got this thing called the firecracker roll.
Okay.
Which is... battered and deep fried.
Ooh.
Oh my God. It's got crab, cream cheese.
Oh, I ordered something that was described like that yesterday.
And maybe tuna. No, not crab. It had tuna, cream cheese, and I don't know.
I ordered some kind of a deep fried roll yesterday. I wish I could tell you it was delicious.
Well, mine was delicious. And then we got another one that was crab, spicy tuna, and salmon, and... I don't know. It's fucking delicious. And that one came with wasabi on the side.
You're making me more... They should always come with wasabi on the side.
The deep fried one doesn't, just because you don't fucking... It's got a spicy...
Fair enough.
...sauce on it. I personally like taking the wasabi and stirring it into the soy sauce.
That's what April does.
But they only gave us one thing of soy sauce, and Doria didn't want to do that. And I'm like, well, that's stupid.
Oh, if you sit at the table, you just pour your own soy sauce. Or you would just buy a bottle of soy sauce because you're an adult.
I mean, we were eating in my car.
Oh.
It was in Bellevue. I wasn't going to drive home and fucking
eat
it.
All right. That's fair.
I was expecting to be able to go in and fucking eat, and their dining room wasn't open. So
fair enough.
And I wasn't, it wasn't like there was a wait. So I'm like, this is good fucking food. So I'm going to get it anyway.
Yep.
I haven't eaten in a restaurant, like sitting down since before the quarantine shit happened.
Neither have I.
Hey, you have. You had crab rangoon.
That doesn't count as eating. It's not dining and dashing if you don't fucking dine.
Jesus Christ.
I had a couple of crab rangoons. Motherfuckers. I couldn't fucking believe it, dude. And she brought the ice water finally after 45 minutes when I'm like, hey, can she get her ice water? It's like, oh yeah. And then didn't refill my Coke. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
I don't see. You should have went up and been like, I want a different waitress because this bitch is awful.
No, I just left.
I mean, before the 45 minutes hit.
Yeah.
After the second table got their fucking food before you did.
Right.
That's when I'd have been like, fuck this waitress. I want somebody different.
Right when the guy was coming over is when I was sure the people behind us definitely got fucking two servings. They were there before us, but they still got their second serving before we got our first. The table next to us came in after us and got a huge fucking, like, one of those boats.
Yeah.
And then the table down from them were getting their orders, like, when we called the waiter over. Yeah. That's when I'm like, no, this is horse shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
great.
Fuck them.
That's awesome.
I think I'm going to go give them a negative Yelp review. I've never been a fucking petty shithead, but man, that was fucked. Oh, I do it.
You know what'll happen? So I did that to Roman Coin Pizza at the Varsity on Dodge. And the fucking owners like messaged me on Facebook. They were like, I went in there with my ex.
Yeah.
And we go in, stand there, and we're like, okay, there's nobody to see us. And the bartender's like, oh, just go ahead and sit down anywhere you want. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So we go and sat down. Nothing.
Yeah.
We sat there for almost 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody came up to us.
That happened to me at a Denny's once.
So I got up and I'm like, all right, well, fuck off then.
Yeah.
And I wrote a negative review. I was pissed. And the ex was really like embarrassed that I wrote a negative review on Facebook about him.
Why?
Because she was fucking retarded. I mean, this was, I think we were pretty close to being just done and
okay.
Whatever I did wasn't, you know.
Sure.
Women are cunts.
I mean, also you're you. I don't understand how anybody can tolerate to be around you for more than 1 hour a week every Sunday.
I mean, most people aren't. So. But yeah, the fucking owners like sent me a message on Facebook and they're just like, they're like, we had a waitress walk out that night and this, that, and the other thing. And it's like, I'd be thrilled if you would come back, give us another chance. Dinner's on me.
Nice.
Like, well, that's nice. So then I told the ex and she's like, I won't go.
Why?
Oh, because I embarrassed her apparently. Oh,
did you go alone?
No, I just didn't fucking go.
You should have just went alone or brought me, motherfucker.
I should have.
I'd have ate a free pizza.
Right.
Colin, I'm always here for you if you need somebody to eat a free pizza.
I wonder if I could go and fucking collect on that 4 years later.
I think there's a fucking... Are they even still open?
Yeah, there's still the Varsity.
All right.
Varsity places. Actually, pretty good pizza. We got pizza from there for work. It's not quite a year ago. Like, we do inventory 3-4 times a year. I think 4 times a year. Once a quarter.
I don't understand why that's embarrassing. I've been embarrassed by people in public. I've had to apologize for other people in public, and that's not it. Like posting a negative review about negative experience. Like one time I was in Las Vegas with my good friend and his lady he was proposing to in Las Vegas because he was a fucking idiot. And we get to the car rental booth. I've probably told this story. So everything was all included, our trip, right? You know, fucking car rental and hotel and shit was all bundled up.
Yeah.
You get to the car rental booth, though, and they're like, it's like $30 for the insurance. You got to pay the insurance on the car. It wasn't included in the thing.
Except if you have car insurance. Right.
I don't know.
You don't have
I don't think
that.
She could drive. She fucking was a fucking 63-year-old woman in a fucking little tiny fucking Hello Kitty backpack, man. I don't know what was wrong with her. She wasn't actually 63, but we were like, what?
I know who you're talking about.
Mid-20s, and she was like literally late 30s. I don't understand any of what was going on there.
I don't either.
We get up to the thing. They're like, oh, it's like $30 for the insurance or whatever. Starts fucking flipping her shit on this poor lady who's just behind the counter. But they're all included. Fucking digging for the agreement, shouting. And I'm like, she's like, man, we have nothing to do with the agreement. The whoever you're ordered through didn't pay the insurance. It's $30.
Also, just don't take the fucking insurance.
You had to. It was like a requirement for that.
You don't.
It was.
No, if you have car insurance on a car, it covers rentals.
I'm telling you, she didn't.
She didn't have car insurance.
No.
Oh, Jesus.
Did you miss the part where she is a lady who runs around in baby backpacks?
No. I thought you were joking because of her race.
She was white.
What? Was she?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about a different person then.
I don't know who you're thinking about. Anyway. Oh, you're thinking about Mark.
Yeah.
No, Larry.
Oh. Yeah, I have no idea who you're talking about.
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Anyway, fucking, so she's bitching at this poor lady. I'm like, I'll fucking pay it. It's $30.
Right.
You're going to go fucking spend more than that on a fucking slot machine on your way out of the fucking airport.
Right.
Who gives a shit? So I like.
Yeah, you will.
So like finally I'm like, just go, I'll pay for it. Get the, go. And like, I waited for them to walk a little way. And I'm like, I am so sorry for them. They are horrible monsters. No, Larry's ex-wife.
Oh, okay.
Who was such an awful person that she made somebody else's significant other look like look all right.
Right. Okay. I totally thought you were talking about, yeah.
No.
Okay.
Mark's old lady's fine. She's, you know, whatever.
They still together?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck yeah, man. They've been married for fucking a decade now.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. Long ass fucking time.
Hmm.
I don't even think they had a wedding. They just fucking went and did a courthouse thing and said, fuck it. Like, bought a house together. I think fucking all those kids still raised. Like, she had like 3 kids. I think they all still live there, but he's like fucking getting rent on them. So he's like, fuck it, man. I got this big old house. Basically, all these kids just live in my basement and pay me for it.
Oh, good for them.
Like, good job, buddy. So yeah, I know what it is to be embarrassed by people being assholes in public and writing a negative review about a place that didn't give you service, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't freak out at anybody there.
Right.
Like,
you probably should have. I definitely should have. I'd feel better right now if I'd have just started throwing shit.
You might.
But I'm an adult and I'm like, you know what? Let's just leave. Let's just leave. We'll go to fucking Hy-Vee and just get some fucking sushi out of the Hy-Vee thing. It's fine. It'll be fine. I'll get to eat some sushi. We'll sit on the couch and watch fucking Always Sunny while I eat my sushi. And I'll get my fix and we'll be fine.
Yeah.
And we were. And he spent half as much money and got free Crab Rangoons.
Good. Yeah, that's annoying.
It was fucking infuriating.
Fucking,
I couldn't fucking believe it.
Crab Rangoons.
I couldn't fucking believe they had the fucking balls to serve another table after, like, me being like, hey, it's been an hour and you haven't fucking brought me my 4 fucking sushi rolls.
Right.
It's not like I ordered, like, a fucking half the menu, man. 4? You can't make, it's fucking 30 seconds. Give me my goddamn sushi rolls.
I wonder what happened there.
I think they just fucking lost the ticket. And then I don't think they bothered to find the ticket.
Oh, gotcha.
Because after a few more minutes and watching another couple plates go out and her digging through tickets up there, I'm like, there's not that many tables here.
Yeah.
There was like maybe...
It got thrown away.
There's maybe 9 or 10 tables there. And there was only 2 waiters. There's like 1 waiter and 1 waitress. But like, it's a sushi restaurant. You're not really doing much upkeep.
Yeah.
Like, and they weren't getting refills on people's drinks. So 2 waitresses... Should have been able to, like, okay, first in, first out, boop, 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 boop. Like, I could have fucking done it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was no excuse for it. I don't give a shit. It was fucking horse shit. So.
It's funny.
Yeah.
So you think you'd be going back?
I mean, probably eventually.
Yeah.
Because their fucking food is so good.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll wait, you know, until, like, they got their shit together again and maybe rehired some waitresses.
Yeah, there's, I don't know, bad service will ruin a place for me, even if the food's really fucking good.
I mean, here's the thing about me. I don't know if you know this about me, as I don't get good service. Like, that was particularly bad.
Yeah.
But I never go to an IHOP and don't wait an hour for food.
That's because you go to IHOP. It's fucking terrible, Trevor.
I know.
Everybody waits an hour for their food there because it's always awful. Stop going to IHOP.
But the only other option at midnight is like Denny's. And one time I went to Denny's and waited 45 minutes.
Cook your own fucking food at this point.
One time I went to Denny's and waited 45 minutes to be seated and then was never seated.
Denny's is fucking awful, too.
That really pissed me off.
I miss Perkins.
I agree.
Perkins was always really good at night.
Perkins is good. However, I'm glad Tire Texan is in that building.
Well, sure.
So, yeah. But I don't know, man. I never get good service. If I get, like, average service, it's great service to me.
Yeah.
Like, this was a particularly egregious thing because I usually get my food. But here's what was really going to piss me off about it. Because I'd have sat there and waited forever.
Sure.
Because I wanted the fucking sushi. My problem was, at this point, we got there at, like, I think like 8. At this point, it's almost 9 by the time we got up and walked out.
Jesus.
They close at 9:30, which means I'm going to get my 4 fucking sushi rolls, and then the kitchen's going to fucking close.
Yeah.
And I'm not even going to have time for a second round. So I'm going to pay fucking $40 or whatever, $50 or whatever for 4 fucking sushi rolls. Go fuck yourself. I'm not doing that. That was like most of the reason I got up and left, because I'm like, well, we're not even gonna have time to get a second round of fucking food. So fuck this place. Let's go anywhere else.
Did you tip your cup over?
No, because there was nothing in it because I didn't get a refill.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah. No, dude, it was the worst.
Should have unscrewed the caps to the salt and pepper and dumped them over the soy sauce, dumped it over.
There was no salt and pepper. I should have dumped the soy sauce.
Yeah.
Fuck that place. I was so fucking hot.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't blame you.
Ugh. They probably didn't even notice.
A lot of time talking about this.
They probably didn't even notice we walked out because they didn't know we were fucking there, man. I don't know how the fuck. Maybe they just hated me. I don't know.
I mean, look at your face.
Maybe they saw me and like, look at this piece of shit gaijin.
Do you blame them? They're like, oh, God, that fucking 1990s Goldberg fucking goatee is...
Fuck you, I like
that goatee. Got to go.
I know, but...
It's not.
Look, I can't have the full beard right now because it fucking itches so bad under the masks at work.
Yeah.
So I don't want to go completely shaved face because I look retarded. So I'm going to stick with my stone cold. Goatee and my dope ass sideburns.
It's a lateral movement, dude.
I disagree, but fuck you.
Don't.
I don't care. I'm not shaving my face for you. I'm shaving it for me, and I'm awesome.
Yeah, that's it. Lose the mustache. Just leave the beard.
That's the worst. Nothing looks more retarded than just fucking beard and no mustache.
No, it looks good.
No, it looks dumb as shit.
It's the Jay Buhner look.
I've never seen somebody who doesn't look like a retard with a beard and no mustache.
Then you haven't seen so-and-so that's not a retard. Right.
I think I have.
I can't think of anybody.
They look ridiculous.
Off the top of my head.
Bunch of chumley looking motherfuckers. They look ridiculous. If I do anything else, I'll just shave out the goatee and have a Hulk Hogan mustache. Because that'll look ridiculous, but on purpose.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Uh-huh. I agree. Terrible. But it's funny, and I like it.
Is it funny?
Yeah. I kind of like having a fucking big old handlebar Hulk Hogan mustache.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm going to do that tomorrow.
You shouldn't do that. The whole point of the beard is to hide your other two chins?
No, the whole point of the beard is that I'm really fucking exceptionally lazy, usually.
I mean... No, it looks, trust me, you look better with a beard.
I know, that's why I keep it, but also...
I mean, a full beard.
Well, I can't right now.
You know what you should do?
Yeah.
Just fucking, like, put your chops up to, like, here, like CM Punk did for a couple of years.
I was going to, but
do it.
One, it doesn't grow that thick or high, really. It doesn't really work. Also, I got to get rid of all this, because this is what itches.
What the fuck is wrong with your mask?
Nothing. It's just that I'm breathing in it for 8 fucking hours.
Ugh.
And it gets all gooey and sticky in there, and then it makes the hair itch.
That'd be annoying.
It's very fucking annoying, man. I'm sick of it. Especially because now we're not closing out as early as we used to anymore, so we're shift overlapping again. Clearly, they don't believe the fucking pandemic exists anymore. It's all
just... Oh, they believe it. They just don't give a fuck, Trevor.
Right, so just let me not wear a goddamn mask.
I think they've probably done the calculations and been like, well...
Yeah.
This many people have gotten it and nobody's died, so...
That's fine.
Yeah, we're good.
I agree with them. Let me not wear the mask.
Yeah. I mean, just have you wear the mask when you walk to people's machines.
I do. I kind of try to take it off as whenever nobody's around because fuck.
Yeah, I can't
fucking breathe.
I wear them occasionally, usually elderly people's homes because, you know...
Now that we've ranted for longer than I waited for food yesterday, want to get into emails? You got stories?
Damn.
It's already 50 minutes, but if you got a story, let's hear your story.
Let me look and see. I think I got some saved things going on here.
All right. I told you I had a rant today, man. Told you I was coming in hot.
Oh, my God. You know what I hate?
What?
When people ask me for things and then...
Waitresses at sushi restaurants.
No. Like, people are like, hey, can you find something for me? And I go and I find something. They're like, oh, I already found one.
Yeah.
Then why did you ask me?
They ask everybody. You ask all your resources, man.
Ugh. It's annoying.
You gotta put the feelers out and hope somebody comes back. You don't expect two people to come back.
So I wasted my time.
Yeah.
Finding things.
Yeah. That's why you charge a upfront service fee.
Yeah. That doesn't really work out when, you know, people just ask you things.
Well, say no. Say no in the future.
I'm going to have to. I'm just going to be like,
unless they're me,
because
every time I've asked you for something, I bought it off of you.
I know, because you don't talk to anybody else, so.
Well, yeah. Also, I'm not really a piece of shit.
Oh. So. You agree with me.
I mean, yeah, obviously they're pieces of shit, but that's why you got to charge them a service fee up front.
Yeah. It's, ugh, gross. Okay, let's see here. Let me fucking see if I bookmarked anything. I did not bookmark anything.
All right, this is fascinating.
It is.
I can bitch about sushi waitresses more.
Don't do that. I don't really need you to do that.
I wanted the fucking sushi, man. I've fucking been excited about it. I'm going to have to take a Sunday off to go to the good sushi restaurant.
I mean, or just don't go to a fucking all-you-can-eat one. And
well, let's just go somewhere where you're not going to get all-you-can-eat. That seems like a reasonable solution.
Stop being so fat.
Let's just go to a normal restaurant where you order a normal amount of food and eat it like a normal person. Well, I'm Colin. I'm Captain Normal Person who eats a normal amount of food.
I mean, I try. Oh,
that seems smart, not for dumb people who are dumb.
You know what's good news?
What?
You know what's good news?
That you finally found something that I could stop stalling?
No, actually. So I went to the doctor about a month ago because I fucking pulled a hip flexor is what they call it.
Yeah.
It's a stupid thing in your body that makes you not be able to walk when it's strained.
Right. You've been talking about it nonstop.
Yeah, well, because it still hurts sometimes.
I'm sure. You're old.
But.
It's never going to stop hurting.
But. I know, because apparently things don't heal anymore.
No.
After a certain fucking point. Stupid as shit.
Welcome to almost 40.
But when I went there, the doctor took my blood pressure, and it was normal.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. So I've always, I mean, fuck, dude. I can't remember a time where I had a normal blood pressure reading. It's always kind of elevated.
Well, it's because that's the...
Well, for a long time, it's because I was smoking.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
And then I stopped smoking, and I'm sure it kind of normalized, and it probably went up again because I'm fat and
sure.
was working jobs where I was not moving a whole lot.
And you hated everything about it?
Yes. Also that. Then I went to the dentist last week to get a cleaning, and the lady forgot to polish my teeth, which is weird.
That is weird.
And I honestly didn't even fucking like register until after... I was walking out. I'm like, wait a second. I have to go back in a week anyway.
Yeah.
Get a filling fucking redone.
Right.
Fucking messed up on me. And I'm just going to be like, you know, you guys didn't polish my teeth the last time.
I came in for a cleaning and you didn't do the cleaning.
Right. I mean, they did the, they cleaned the, you know, whatever plaque buildup was there.
So they scraped it, but didn't brush them.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
And she just did a fluoride treatment and sent me on my way.
Yeah.
But anyway, again, normal blood pressure. Because I'm like, that blood pressure reading is probably an anomaly.
Right.
And the doctor's like, next time I go there, he's going, oh, you're going to explode really soon.
Yeah, I'm in that boat. I can feel my hands because my blood pressure is so high.
But no, it was good again. And I'm like, fuck, dude. This is great.
Nice. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Get off the internet. It'll go so fucking low, you won't even have blood pressure. That's a good thing, right?
Yeah, that's a good thing. Oh, shit. I watched a movie.
Okay.
Watched a movie and a new TV show.
Wow.
So the movie was The Wrong Missy.
Okay.
With David Spade.
Okay.
It's...
This makes sense.
Fucking funny.
I was going to be like, why would Colin watch a movie? I'm like, oh, it's somebody from Adam Sandler's inner circle. Okay.
He was outside of Adam Sandler's circle.
It's fucking...
David Spade was the Tommy Boy guy. You know, he's with Chris Farley.
Yeah, he's Joe Dirt.
Yeah, I know. That movie's fucking hysterical.
Yeah?
The fucking girl in it, she's like... basically, it starts out, dude's on a blind date. Mm-hmm. With this chick, and she's a complete fucking nutso.
Okay.
And she breaks the ice. Like, it's a blind date, so they've not seen each other. And she's like, I'm at the bar, and the black dress, blah, blah, blah. And this big meathead keeps hitting on me. So come save me. So he walks over, and this girl's sitting next to Roman Reigns. And he taps on his shoulder. He's like, I'll take it from here.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, ha, I'm coming to save the day. And Roman Reigns is like, excuse me? And he stands up. He's like, I'll punch a hole through your face. And the fucking girl that, like, he's supposed to be on the blind date walks up. Is like, ah! She's like, this is a great icebreaker, isn't it? We're talking about it right now, right?
That's funny.
And anyway, she's a complete nutter and then, like, almost immediately tells him she's in love with him. So he's trying to sneak out the bathroom.
All right.
Well, anyway, he gets away from it 3 months later. He's trying to get on a plane and fucking runs like into this super hot fucking model chick and they like accidentally exchange like swap bags.
Okay.
And
the oldest trope in the universe.
And they So he fucking runs and goes to find her because they swapped tickets is what it was, and they couldn't get on their plane. So they both miss their flights and just sit at a bar and talk, and they have like everything in common.
Except for one of them's hot and one of them's David Spade.
Yes. Well, yes, that's also part of it. And she gives him her number, and then all of a sudden he gets a text, and it's like, hey, remember me? And he's like, yeah. Sweet. So he starts texting back.
And he thinks it's this chick?
Yeah, but it's the other one with the same name.
Okay. Yeah. God damn. So it's every bad 80s sitcom trope mixed up.
Yeah, pretty much. But that chick is fucking funny. Did you ever watch Orange is the New Black?
I watched a few seasons of it, and then it got boring.
Did you ever see the female, like the tall, skinny female security?
I don't know.
Corrections guard? Kind of mousy looking.
Maybe. Probably, but I'm not going to remember. Unless it's Ruby Rose or fucking Donna from that 70s show.
No, it's not.
Or the meth chick sidekick who I thought was hot for some reason. Don't know, man.
Weird.
Yeah.
Gross. Anyway, it was a funny movie. I'd recommend it. It was not an Adam Sandler movie. It was actually kind
of funny. If you want to watch a funny movie about people accidentally swapping their bag at the airport, I recommend Eight Heads in a Duffel Bag.
That was a pretty funny movie, too. And then I started watching a show called The Last OG.
Yeah.
With, why can't I think of his name right now? I could see his face. Black guy got in a really bad car wreck from a Walmart truck, slammed into him.
Tracy Morgan.
Tracy Morgan, yeah. It's a Tracy Morgan show. And he's a crack dealer, got busted, sent to prison for 15 years, gets out, and like... his neighborhood of Brooklyn is all gentrified.
Nice.
And like, one of the first scenes out of prison, because he's talking to me, he's like, I'm gonna change kids' lives. I'm gonna get them off the streets, you know, be a positive role model. And he walks up to these kids and they're just sitting there kind of like, you know, looking, I don't know, trying to look kind of hard, I guess. And they're just kind of looking at him. He's like giving this big spiel. And all of a sudden, a horn honks, and they're like, oh, my God, hello. Just fucking run off. And he's like, what the fuck just happened? I don't know. It was a TBS show, but it was pretty fucking funny.
All right.
It was pretty good. It's only two seasons.
Yeah.
Oh, and a new season of F is for Family came out. I didn't watch
season three yet. I should.
Yes, you should.
Because that show is fucking funny. That show is
fucking... That's probably my favorite Netflix original at this point.
All right.
It's been funny all the way through.
I like BoJack better, but I get it.
Yeah, I couldn't get into BoJack.
That's fair.
I tried an episode, and I'm like, guy with a horse head is weird.
I mean, he's just a horse. He's not a guy with a horse head. He's a horse.
I mean, does he have a horse body?
Yes, he's a horse.
Whatever.
I mean, he walks. He's bipedal, but he's a horse.
Yeah, that's what. Okay.
He has hooves.
That's fine. But
he's a horse.
He's built like a man.
I mean, he's a horse, though.
With hooves for he's instead a horse of hands and feet.
Whales and
anyway.
Well, he has hands, but he has, I don't know.
Look, but they're horse hands?
He's a horse person.
Jesus fucking Christ.
He's a horse. He's a horseman.
How many hands? Like 9, 10?
Why would a horse have
20 hands?
10 hands?
Because that's how you measure horses, is how many hands they are for some reason.
Okay, I'm going to read the emails now. The first one is from Fleer. He says, mailbag. Oh, if you want to write in, the email address is...
Emails. Send in your emails. Emails.
TheLoudNeighbors@Outlook.com. Hey, Loud Neighbors. I've got a few questions to ask you. You ready for some few questions?
I has question.
One, if someone offered you $1 million to watch the same movie for 24 hours straight, which movie would you choose? Jurassic Park?
There's like a kicker to this question, like, but you're also getting
nope.
You also have to live in the movie,
nope.
For real,
Jurassic Park is still my answer. Nope. If someone offered you $1 million to watch the same movie for 24 hours straight, which movie would you choose? I've done that with Jurassic Park, so Jurassic Park.
I mean, I've done it with fucking a couple of movies, usually. I used to work at a retail store.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've had to watch movies on repeat for many, many hours.
Home Alone? I watched Home Alone for 8 hours straight once because my little, not because I wanted to, but because, you know, when Billy was a little kid, that was the movie that he had to be constantly watching. You know, little kids have a movie that they just have to keep watching over and over and over again.
Mine were Shrek, first Shrek, The Emperor's New Groove.
Ugh.
I've heard that's funny, but it is pretty good.
Not for me. I'm not a David Spade guy.
It was one of their last animated movies, and it's good.
The Princess and the Frog, their actual last animated movie is phenomenal, and it's more back to the 90s, like Beauty and the Beast style of art, so it's beautiful.
Oh my God. Speaking of Disney movies that I really like.
Yeah.
So I've seen it before, but I rewatched Christopher Robin.
Yeah.
The new Winnie the Pooh. I don't know if you've watched it.
Ewan McGregor. I don't care about Winnie the Pooh.
It's fucking good though.
Do you need to not hate Winnie the Pooh? Because what if you hate Winnie the Pooh? Like, just at your core, you're like, Winnie the Pooh is awful.
Why would you hate Winnie the Pooh?
It's boring. This
explains so much about you.
I hate
it's such a the movie's very like it's very heartwarming and kind.
I'm good. I'm out.
And silly. It's lighthearted.
I don't want any of that.
Oh my God.
I have always watched
The Princess and the Frog.
I have always hated.
Jesus.
Okay, first of all, Keith David is the villain in The Princess and the Frog. You might want to reevaluate talking shit about it.
Oh my God, just because Keith David's in it doesn't make it a good fucking movie.
Well, everything Keith David's in proves that's not true.
Does it?
Yes.
Does it?
100%.
Okay.
I've always hated that kind of children's card. Even when I was a children, like that fucking saccharine, boring...
I mean, it's British. That's
British.
Part of why that's
fucking
like that.
Winnie the Pooh, fucking Babar the elephant.
Oh, Babar was terrible.
Fucking Maya the bee.
That was also terrible.
All that super saccharine, like somebody saying a word and then like pausing for like 30 seconds and everything just feels... It's hard to explain.
I mean, it's aimed at very, very little children.
Even when I was very, very little children, I hated all that shit.
So you've always been a monster.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair.
But...
We'll just leave it at that. You've always been a monster.
Don't get me wrong. I can get down on some Tigger.
Tigger's great.
Tigger bounces in and he's funny. Fucking that depressed fucking donkey.
Eeyore is you.
I can identify...
You are Eeyore.
I can identify with the depressed donkey.
And he's great in it.
But every other character, I'm Pooh. I sound boring. This is all I do is I talk like Pooh.
He sleeps and eats honey.
Shut the fuck up. I'm doing a very good Pooh.
That's not a very good Pooh.
I'm kind of impressed by my Pooh.
You shouldn't.
I hate Pooh. I hate Piglet. Piglet's the fucking worst. Like, fuck off, you fucking anxiety riddled little shithead. Nobody cares about your dumb
You're a mix
problems.
Between Eeyore and Piglet. Holy shit. Now I know why you hate it so much.
The stupid rabbit who fucking just hops around. Oh, I got my head stuck in a jar of honey. Fuck you, Pooh. You're boring. You're boring and nobody cares, and I hope Christopher Robin is dead.
He's probably dead now.
Ugh.
That movie takes place many years ago.
Ugh.
It's pretty good movie, though.
I'm sure it is. I just can't stand Winnie the Pooh. I've never had any fucking interest in it. I don't know.
You're weird.
Ugh. So what movie would you watch for 24 hours straight now that we got that out of our system?
Jesus Christ. I don't know. I'm going to pick something Trevor would hate.
That's fine.
I don't know. Probably 50 First Dates.
There you go. That's not bad. Initially, this is his response. Initially, I'm thinking Office Space. I could watch that because I love that movie. But a 90-minute runtime, I'd have to watch it 16 times. Could I sit through it that long?
Oh my God! Yeah, you could just watch like Legends of the Fall twice.
Das Boot three times.
Yes. What's that other one? 7 Years to Tibet.
There you go. Oh, can I just fucking watch The Stand twice? That movie's like 12 hours long.
Could I watch a miniseries?
I mean...
You can watch The Shining.
There you go.
The miniseries that came out.
So here's a better... I'm going to fix this question. If someone will offer you $1 million to watch Sleepaway Camp for 24 hours straight...
No, Jesus Christ.
Would you do it?
I mean, it's $1 million. Of course I'd fucking do it.
It's the right answer.
If somebody offered me $100, though, I can make more money doing other shit.
Right. Agreed.
Like, that's the thing about
if you break the $1,000 barrier, though, I'll probably do it.
Yeah. No, I could agree with that.
Yeah. But 24 hours to watch any movie that you like?
Yeah, that's...
I can watch the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. I'd watch that for 24 hours straight for free.
Right.
I mean, I watch it almost every day anyway. That's not true, but it has been in the past.
Not true.
I can watch... I could sit down and watch the Ninja Turtles movie start to finish right now and not feel bad about it. Number two.
Especially the part where you missed going to work.
Number two, rank the following. Assume it's the best version of each. Pancakes, waffles, French toast.
The worst to best, French toast, waffles, pancakes.
Really?
Yes. French toast is fucking garbage.
Agree to disagree. Maybe you've just never had good French toast.
I've had good French toast. I don't...
If you said French toast, is this part of your low tea thing where you hate everything great because you're a woman?
Pancakes are fucking...
King. Pancakes are number two.
They're number one.
French toast, I think, is number one for me. I love French toast.
Waffles beat out French toast because waffles have little cups for the syrup.
Waffles is good if you put peanut butter on them. Otherwise, I'm good without a waffle. I don't like syrup much.
There's some really good syrup out there, though.
I agree.
Like, I found some
eat syrup.
I found some apple butter syrup.
I prefer pancakes just buttered. No syrup.
That's fair.
I fucking love French toast. So French toast number one, pancakes number two, and I'll eat waffles. I like waffles, but they're definitely number three for me.
Yeah, not a French toast fan. Right. I also don't like eggs that much.
Oh, that'll do it.
I'll eat eggs.
Egg soaked bread,
right? I think that's probably because it's always got like French toast always has like kind of a metallic aftertaste. I don't know why that is.
Weird. Yeah, that's weird. For me, French toast is a clear number one.
Of course.
You're going to really hate this one. And waffles are way better than pancakes.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
That's how he said it, too, in this voice. Waffles are way better than pancakes.
I mean, they're not, though.
I like the crispy outside and soft inside of a good Belgian waffle. This is what Fleer sounds like.
It's exactly what he sounds like.
Guys, I like waffles better than pancakes. At least we can both agree pancakes are superior to waffles.
They are.
All right. Thanks for writing in, Fleer.
Yeah, see, really, I would much rather have pancakes and then like eggs scrambled or...
I can see that.
Yeah.
Pancakes are a good side.
An omelet.
Yeah. Oh, Three, you've invented a new alarm clock called the Rude Awakening. What does it do? Obviously, it's a neck breaker performed by Ravishing Rick Rude. I mean, it says Rude Awakening right there. That's... How could you... Done. Well,
all right.
He fucking comes up and sets it up. And
do I even need to answer? I mean, how is he going to do that? That he's dead.
Well, that's the really rude part. Smells horrible. Oh man, I love Ravishing.
I don't know. I had an alarm clock that was called the Sonic Boom that had a vibrating pad you put under your mattress.
Okay.
And then also was a 110 decibel alarm.
All right, that's why would you you're going to go deaf to wake up in the morning?
I needed it.
Wow.
Otherwise, I wasn't waking up for fucking mid-shift.
Oh, that's fair. Mid-shift was cancer.
It was the worst and I did it way longer than
I don't understand why you were on that shift for so long.
I didn't want to go back to swings. I didn't want to go to your building because it was awesome. Driving across the town.
Yeah, I did that. And for a while.
I didn't want to go back to swings because the fucking management on it was terrible. I mean, mid shift was kind of awesome for a while because I had a supervisor that let me go home if I bought him a Coke.
Yeah.
So
that's fair. When I was a kid, I had a knockoff Super Soaker that had a big enough hole so you could add ice cubes to the water storage. I think my Rude Awakening would incorporate that and squirt you with ice cold water. Well, not just a water bucket.
My dad did that with a water. Well, I don't know if it's a bucket or just a gigantic fucking cup of ice water.
Just dumped it on you?
Yep.
Get up and go to school, you piece of shit.
Yep. I got up on time for like 2 months after that.
I bet. All right. Thank you for writing in, Fleer, even if you're wrong about breakfast foods.
Yep.
Email number.
I have another question to add to that.
Okay.
Breakfast meats. You have bacon,
okay,
sausage,
okay,
and that's any flavor of any all of those. Yeah. And I guess Canadian bacon is probably the other one.
Or ham.
Ham. It's Canadian bacon.
I mean, you just listed them in order, so I think we're done there.
Okay. There we go. I agree with that. Because I was thinking best to one I don't eat.
Yeah. Bacon is obviously king.
Yeah.
Sausage is great, but not as good as bacon. And ham is fine, and I'll put it in every omelet I ever make, but I'm not a big just ham on its own guy.
Yeah. I see that. People do like the ham steaks. So,
yeah. Yeah. Like, I mean, if somebody put it in front of me, don't get me wrong, I'd eat it.
Sure.
And be fine with it, but I'm not going to order it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go out of my way to cook it.
Ham itself really isn't, it's just whatever.
Yeah. It's great on a sandwich.
Yeah.
All right. Now Mimsy writes in. She says, email-y, hey, Colleen. She calls you Colleen. Oh. Well, she spells Colin with an E on the end. Maybe it was a misclick, but I'm going to say she called you Colleen.
Okay.
Or Colleen. Knives Out is not on Prime. You should watch it. But if it's not on Prime, how could we watch it?
Wait, I'm not renting it. Right. Also, isn't Knives Out fucking...
It's that Mr. Murder Mystery, like whodunit that came out last year.
But who... Earlier this year. That's a fucking...
It looks really good.
That's Rian Johnson movie.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that is.
All right. I don't know. I've
the guy who
that.
Ruined a bad Star Wars trilogy.
Maybe she means now on Prime?
That could be.
I'm going to check and see if it's on now on Prime or not on Prime, but I've been wanting to see Knives Out anyway. You should watch it. Also, that good Adam Sandler film is on Netflix. You should also watch it. There's No Such Thing. She's talking about that Uncut Gems movie, and I will never, ever watch an Adam Sandler movie.
I don't want to watch that.
Yeah, because it's not terrible. You're such a broken person.
Is that what it is?
Dude.
No.
Like, as a connoisseur fucking movies.
So here's the thing.
You are broken.
I watched the trailer for it the other day. I'm like, it looks bad, but not in a good way.
You sat through that fucking movie where like they're fucking cowboy desperados or something.
I did not sit through that.
You made me watch like the opening scene of
that all
movie.
I got through it.
So bad.
It was fucking horrible. Yeah, it's Rian Johnson did Knives Out.
As for 2001, A Space Odyssey, if you like freaking 1917, then you'll probably like 2001. I mean,
not really.
The difference is 1917 is a single shot of explosions happening for 3 hours. And 2001 is a single shot of a space station floating in space for 3 hours.
With no sounds.
With no sounds because it's space and Kubrick is a fucking psychopath.
Yeah. Yeah.
2001 is a beautiful and great movie, but I don't think those two things are comparable.
No.
One is nonstop action and effects, and one is beautiful. One is a beautiful screensaver. God, I love 2001. I need to watch that again. Did you see the new PS5? What the hell is 3D sound? The Spider-Man looked good. The new PS5 looks fucking beautiful. It looks like a fucking router or something.
Yeah.
I love the design.
No,
of it.
It looks like a fucking...
It looks like an air purifier.
No, it looks like one of those little fucking things from Portal.
Yes! Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Looks like a building in fucking Dubai. I mean, I'm in love with the thing. I think it looks brilliant. And that new Spider-Man game, I could not be more hyped for a launch title than I am for fucking Spider-Man. Because I loved that last Spider-Man game.
I saw it and played it.
You should. You don't have a PlayStation.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you should play. You want to borrow it?
I don't care.
All right, bring it back when you're done, but play it because it's fucking good, man.
Okay.
So I'm way on board. Nothing else that they really showed there. Like, there was some shit that looked fine or whatever, but the only thing I'm hyped for is Spider-Man. I'm sad they haven't said anything about what the new PSVR is going to be like, but that probably won't roll out until next year, maybe even the year after. Trevor, for your iPhone, you just press the home button to exit the app. Yeah, that's garbage.
It is garbage.
It's garbage designed for garbage people. Cheers, Mims. I am pretty hyped. I'm curious how much that thing is going to cost. I'm betting it comes in at $600. But I'm also betting I buy one launch day. He's showing me a picture of Cell from Dragon Ball Z with a PS5 on his head, except for it's green. I think it looks fucking great, man.
It looks fine.
Like, people are shitting all over it, but I think it looks cool as fuck.
I mean, I'm a little upset they didn't bring out the boomerang controller again.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a retarded decision.
That would have been great.
I think the new controller looks good, too, man.
I don't, dude, it doesn't matter what you do. People are just going to complain about it.
Yeah.
It's the internet.
So fuck them.
Right.
I'm happy about both of those things and the Spider-Man game.
I mean, it looks fine. The Xbox fucking, the new Xbox looks fine.
Yep.
People go, but it's just plain black box. It's stupid. I mean.
Yeah, and then Sony makes something that's not just a plain black box and look what happens.
I know.
You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. So fuck them. Everybody shit on the PS3 when it was announced too, and I still think that console is beautiful. Even if it is a pain in the ass to keep clean because it's shiny fucking black. You got anything else?
No, I'm good.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Nidus Network.